Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Mark Gaberti, and this is the podcast for entrepreneurs who are looking for the breakthrough for their businesses. As we continue to pursue our ambitions, it's tempting to get caught so deep into the work that we don't take care of ourselves. There's a saying that we spend half of our lives focusing on wealth and putting health in the backseat, and the other half of our lives sacrificing our wealth to reclaim our health. This episode will teach you how you can put both health and wealth in the front seat of your life. Today's guest is the world's leading authority on invincible wellness. She fights for personal health, freedom, sustainability, and independence in all things, offering autonomy for your health, finances, business, and lifestyle. Today's guest invented the revolutionary invincible wellness system that gives each of us the power to handle almost anything right now when it comes to our health. Today's guest for episode 118 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Maria Whalen. Maria, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, Mark. I love your energy. You're awesome. And it's good to be here.
Maria, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show. And I feel like health and wealth, these are like two big things that we're all after. Some people, like, they make the mistake of going only after one, but I believe we could definitely get both, which is going to be our main focus. But before we go into that, I'd love to get some backstory. So why did you decide to create the Invincible Wellness System?
Well, it is a long story, and I don't want to take up, like, too much of the interview on that because it's actually a really powerful story. Most people end up in tears over it. It's pretty intense, but I'll give it in just a nutshell. And just because I don't want to, like, cut anybody short of, you know, actually getting that story, I have a link that can send people to hear the whole story. So you can give that to people after. But basically, I spent many years ill. I started out not looking ill. And this is probably more correlated to what we're talking about today, which is, when I was young, I was a boxer. I was very athletic. I looked like I was healthy on the outside, which is very easy to do and be extremely unhealthy on the inside. And so it really had started there, but I ignored a lot of it because I was strong. I could power through it. You know, I had, you know, my focus on, you know, whether it's your business or whatever I was doing at the time in my life. You know, I was pretty young when I was competing. And I kind of pushed through that. And then, as the body does, when I don't listen to it or we don't listen to it with its small cues, it gets bigger and louder. And fast forward several years, about 10 years, every diagnosis under the sun I had, and they kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And, I had, 3 autoimmune diseases, 2 of them pretty rare and common. One of them, most people are familiar with. I don't even like using the title, but basically another one was like a nerve, it was a nerve tumor, autoimmune disease. So I technically should have had nerve tumors up and down my spine and been completely debilitated. The last one used to send me into comas every other week. So I understand the game of suffering better than most, the toll it takes on your family, on you emotionally, to watch your family have to watch you suffer, the toll it takes financially, everything. You know, when your health suffers, everything suffers. And so I spent many years doing that. I had really lost the will to live. All I really cared about was being able to have a kid one day. And there's I'm going to cut out kind of a cliffhanger there. It's a big story of what ended up happening. One of my autoimmune diseases ended up saving my life. But some pretty powerful stuff happened in there. So really that was for me, the first half of the story. And I always tell people, yeah, the first half was really like what got my attention and redirected my focus. But it's the second half of the story is why I'm doing what I do. And that is because as I decided to figure out how to heal myself, and I decided to go down the alternative path, I realized that that system is just as broken as the Western system. So most people always think I'm complaining about the Western system. And honestly, it's kind of a no-brainer. You know, that system will never heal you. So it's always going to be about borrowing and, you know, moving things around and silencing things. It's never about healing. However, when you try to do it naturally, we have a real issue in the alternative side, which is that it's very fragmented, very confusing for people. They kind of use the same model, meaning they isolate body parts and the body doesn't work by itself anywhere. And then it's very confusing for people, especially if you're starting from being sick. You don't have time to do this trial and error game. And if you don't operate your body from head to toe, like if you don't heal it from every aspect of what it operates from, you kind of never get there. You might get a little bit better. But for me, the end game was about freedom. And my goal was, by the time I figured it out, and that's a whole nother story, which is in that story, so I won't tell you that part either and how it kind of all came together. But basically, when I designed my system, it's not just about healing. I really want people to have health freedom. And the way I define that is the exact same way I live my life. And that is that I have 100% control over my health, meaning I know how to heal anything. I know how to never get anything, but I know how to do it all myself. And for me, it's like I never, ever use alternative medicine or step foot in a place of a practitioner in alternative medicine from a place of sickness. It's always to up my game. And so that is a big game changer, right? It's kind of like if you learn in business how to go from hustling to working harder and not working harder, but working smarter. And so that's kind of how it was with that. So I designed this system. I've been doing it for 10 years and I have a lot of people who, you know, are in my graduate program and they get to live the life from that perspective. So that's kind of how it all comes about. And it's really just what I wished I had when I was trying to figure it out myself.
Wow. That is a very powerful story. And I could see how there's so much more, in that story. And I want to point something out before we get to the continuation, but I feel like some people listening to this, I feel like we don't think about the long term in terms of our health. Like there are some people who may think, oh, that's not going to happen to me, or this doesn't apply to me now, or there's some people who just don't care, or there are some people who think it's too late for them to get on that path. So I feel like there are people who don't really take health seriously, even though like there are incredible stories like yours and so many others out there. So, I mean, I know you went great into detail about like the toll on your family, for instance, but I was wondering if you could expand a little more about why people should take that seriously, because I feel like that's something a lot of people don't really take seriously enough.
Oh gosh, Mark, I could talk for hours on this subject. It's such an interesting psychology. And I have to say, like, first of all, I have worked with a lot of very big names, household names that you would know. I've spent 10 years in the entrepreneur industry, going to many events. I spoke on many stages for years. And being on stage, looking out at an audience of people saying they're trying to build their business, and I can physically look at them and see you're like one day away from a diagnosis, right? And everybody, when I speak, they'll say, and there's just this interesting dynamic about it that when we always, I don't know a better way to say it, I'm pretty frank. So it's kind of like number one, there's not one person who hasn't been to the place where their health was taken away or compromised that didn't then say, I wish I had. Right? There's always the, I wish I had, and everybody knows that, but they always seem to have to wait until that point. Right? But I'm always having this interesting conversation and looking out at all these entrepreneurs who say, you know, gosh, they just want to be in hustle mode and they're willing to sacrifice their own life, not realizing it. You know, I've had there's a million excuses in the book, right? It's like, well, I just need to implement this beforehand and then bring in some money. Then I can do my health. But if people understood that actually, like, you know, when you have, like, if I told you right now that if you give me $10, you're going to make $10,000, you're all in, right? You're like, yeah, sign me up, because we're always chasing the almighty dollar. And lots of times if we don't see that, sometimes if I told you that if you had this level of health and you're operating from this, if there was a linear way to actually put like a tangible dollar amount on that, you would actually see that you would actually be able to make that 10,000 faster than any other way. Like, you know what I'm saying? They just don't get that's actually the method to make the more money, not the method they're heading towards that's going to drain everything, then compromise their business and their health, and then they're going to end up spending all their money on their health, right? It's just one of those very difficult things, because prevention is a very difficult thing to teach or to even get across. Because lots of times, you know, we all are kind of like on a different end of the spectrum of what it takes for us to learn the lessons, you know, like, do you need a 2x4 or do you need nuclear bombs? And watching what it takes a lot of people to do, they just don't see. Like, I literally can give you examples that I can tell how people are not monetizing their business as a direct result of their health. So one of them is that most people don't even have sustainable energy to even handle what it takes to do that. There's people who, you know, are overweight. They don't like how they look, so they don't want to get on camera. They don't want to get on stage, right? How much is that costing them? You know, just that kind of thing. How many of them are spending their money on whatever health ailment or issue they have? And so, you know, there's just so many, there's countless things I've seen where I'm always like, wow, if people only knew the secret was actually to not just not be sick, but to actually know how to operate. And there's a lot of people using these, like, you know, tricky words nowadays, like biohacking, which I'm like, where did we think this was a good idea? You don't want to biohack your body, you know, like, that's called a shortcut. You know, it's come from, like, here's simple things you can do that would make a big difference to it being called biohacking, and it means shortcuts. So that's never a good idea. But then people will talk about, you know, operating from peak performance, peak potential, whatever you want to call it. Now, lots of times that means give me more energy so that I can burn the candle at both ends. Right. And I see that all the time too. And it's like, most of it is just because people don't really know what's possible. And that's what I found to be the common denominator, is because you've never experienced it, or you don't really actually have a roadmap there. You don't even know it's possible. But if you did and you tasted it and you could operate from that place, you know, at my age, I run circles around people who are 20 years old, and I could have never endured what I have in the last 10 years if I didn't have what I have, if I wasn't operating from where I'm at, if I didn't have the remote control to my body. There's so many things that just would not have happened for me. I can guarantee that. So it's kind of a hard question to answer, because it's like, it's a no-brainer to most people, but by the time most people actually do something about it, it usually ends up having to be cost them a lot. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I do. I mean, it makes so much sense that, like, we're not trying to convince people that being healthy is good for you. We're not trying to do that at all, because I feel like everyone knows that it's good to be healthy. We know it's better to eat the apple than it is to stuff candy down our mouths every day. So I think we all understand that. The challenge, as you pointed out, is that we're not implementing until we get that really bad message, usually. And I'm in a very healthy family, lucky enough. And one of the things that I've always, like, I feel like once you're healthy, I mean, like, it doesn't take too much extra time to be healthy versus unhealthy. Like, if you're in the aisle, like, it takes just as much effort to grab a fruit bar as it takes to grab a Hershey's. So how can we, let's say someone's unhealthy, how can we, like, become healthy in the same amount of time?
Yeah, it's a good question. There's a couple of things I want to dismantle in it, you know. Is one is that we have to get clear what our definition of health is, because I have spent, like, literally time in rooms full of people who are all 100% health practitioners. Like, they're all in the holistic field. And then they find out what I do and what I teach, and privately all come to me and tell me their health ailments. But yet, that's what they do for a profession, right? And so I've had to step back with people and go, let's talk about what your definition of health is. Because if you don't have that kind of fundamental or metrics to go back to, right, then how do you know, right? Because what a lot of people think healthy means is not what I mean. So when I ask people this, I've had people go, oh, I'm super healthy, but I still have this issue and this issue. And then we start to, you know, uncover like, okay, so what does that mean to you? And I'm like, yeah, every single thing you're doing is actually making you worse, but you thought it was healthy. And like I said before, this is part of the problem, right? Is that there's a lot of information out there. I always say we're information saturated and results deficient, because there's information everywhere at our fingertips. And if we're not starting from what is that information, what's the purpose of it, right? If you don't know like your metrics, where you're starting from, it's like saying it's a no different than you telling me you're wealthy, right? To you, wealthy could mean you have $200. To the next person, it could mean $1 million, right? So if we don't know what that means to you, like how do we measure it? So that's why I always say for me, I start out with my questions are, do you know how to heal anything? And when I say anything, I mean anything. So anything that your body could create as a disease, I don't care what end of the spectrum of disease, stage 10, 50, 40, whatever stages we want to make up about things. If you don't know how to heal yourself of anything, if you don't know how to make sure you never get anything, and if you don't know how to do it all yourself, those three for me is what I define as health. All right. So if I can't answer those three, then I go, you know what? I'm a ticking time bomb, or I'm playing Russian roulette, or I'm taking a pretty big risk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And yes, you're right. Like I have a meme that people, all my friends make for me all the time, because I always say it. I'm always like, you know, it sucks to feel so good and be so healthy, said no one ever. Like nobody ever is healthy and complains about how good it feels. You never, ever will hear that, right? But yet you never hear people who don't feel healthy say they feel great. Like it's always an issue, right? Yes. 'Cause it's just common sense. So, you know, it's really hard to say like one thing that you can do, but what I will say is I'm going to give kind of this golden nugget, because this is what I teach. I have a workshop where I kind of teach how I created my system and what things to look at so that people have a better compass, because you actually need to have, it's like trying to be a mechanic without knowing an engine, right? So I teach people this engine we're walking around in, and there's five places that your body heals everything from. And so if you really want to get to even a close level of the health I'm talking about, you need to kind of do a checkoff list and make sure each of these five systems are kind of being addressed. And that's your hormones, your DNA, your immune system, your physical structure, and the mental emotional component. So all five of those are literally where everything in your body operates from. Those are the foundation. And you'll notice if you're looking at like a supplement or a modality or food or diet, if all of that isn't being targeted at those pillars, like if it's not, most people put that above those pillars, you know, like that's the first thing, the first step. But the first step is actually those foundational pieces. And then the next step is those and making sure they're in alignment with those foundational pillars. And so that's kind of the best advice I can give, because if I give one-off stuff, then I'm kind of being part of the problem I'm trying to solve. You know what I mean? Because then people hook on one thing and go, oh, there's my answer. That's going to fix everything. And it's not. So does that make sense?
Yes. And that workshop, I mean, it sounds very interesting. And for Breakthrough Success listeners who are more curious about that, I'm actually going to link that in the show notes at markgabberty.com/E118. And one of the things about health is that it definitely helps us to achieve our goals and move towards wealth. I feel like if you're making efforts to get healthy, you're also making efforts to get closer to that ideal level of wealth that you've predefined. But I feel like as we're all going on our journeys, We all want to hit our potential. And I feel like there are certain things that hold us back from reaching that potential. So, Maria, what do you believe are some of the things that hold most people back from reaching their full potential?
Well, health is obviously the biggest one. It always will be, right? And whatever that means for each person. So, you know, I was just talking to an 80-year-old guy today who was like, I can't do push-ups anymore because he's got these other issues that have caused this breakdown, right? And for him, he's like, I must just be aging. And I'm like, no, it's baloney, right? All these things we believe. And so, you know, whatever it is that we love doing or doesn't allow us to feel alive every day and live in vitality, even stress. I mean, do you know how much better you handle stress when you feel good?
A lot.
Right? It's like, yeah, it's like you take this big picture frame and you have a little dot. That little dot is small in a big picture frame. When you don't have your health, it's a very small little picture frame and that dot is a lot bigger. Right? And so that's how stress is. It's like everything looks bigger and a lot worse when we don't feel amazing. I can handle stress so much better, right? We can deal with things. And if you really want to be in peak potential, you're probably going to be reaching some goals you created. You're probably going to be, you know, wanting to do a lot and accomplish a lot. And, you know, whether it's building a business or a family or anything, I guarantee you it all takes vitality, not energy. Vitality is long-lived. Energy is short-lived. And vitality is a whole different ballgame. So, you know, not having our vitality and even having little ailments where we go to bed at night and that kind of plays in your mind, that's distracting, right? So that's why I said before, it's like if people understood if they had that first, you don't have really anything in your way other than yourself. I mean, literally, you know. You're not going to not make more money. You're not going to not be more successful when you have optimum health. It's kind of like, unless you really chose to be lazy, if that's really what you want to do, cool. But, you know, I rarely see people who have really good vitality, really good health, and know that for their own families, because just having a sick kid or a sick partner can also get in the way, right? So it's a trickle, you know, it's really like this domino effect, right? It trickles down how we take care of our health. That's a big thing. I mean, for me, being an example to my daughter is so important. And, you know, we make a huge impact that way. Our employees, if we know how to do that, we can teach them. I mean, there's just so many, you know, valuable things that you could literally monetize by simply having your health. And, you know, I know it's like preaching to the choir, but sometimes I really have to stop and go, what are all these things that I'm tolerating worth? You know, like, what's it worth? Why am I paying this price versus just doing what it takes to have that? And then the rest, you know, plays out, right? I mean, I gave you freaking, you know, it's like those video games when you have a couple nitrogen boosts, you know, and you get to go a little farther than next person, or you make it to the finish line and get first place because of that little extra nitrogen boost. It's like, why would we not want to have the advantage? You would never want to start out at a disadvantage if you knew you were starting out at a disadvantage. So that's just kind of how I look at things. I don't know how else to kind of, like, you know, compel people to say it's really common sense, right? Like, our health can take down everything. It is literally, our wealth is literally not more important than our health, because the thing that can compromise your wealth is your health, right? Not the other way around. There's always resources for your health. So that's not going to, I mean, it's like, does that make sense? Like, if you start with that foundation, it's nobody can take that away from you. And so it's just, to me, it's kind of like a no-brainer.
I mean, I feel like we all see it. It's just a matter of implementing. And I love how you mentioned at some point earlier that not being healthy and not living that healthy lifestyle is very risky. And I feel like when most people think about risk, they think about taking business risk. They think about risking to become an entrepreneur, like the classic risk, like leaving your job to become an entrepreneur. At least that's how people see it. Or when you become an entrepreneur, you see like relying on one source of income for all of your income is a big risk. So we usually think about it from that sense, but not keeping up with health, I mean, that's definitely another big risk, probably one of the biggest risk that people do if they're not living up to that standard. And there are a lot of components to it, obviously, but I feel like one of them that a lot of people know we want to improve it is getting more sleep. So what are your recommendations for doing that? Because I feel like this really comes into the point where you have the entrepreneurial mindset, you want to work for that extra hour because you get that extra hour done. So what are your recommendations on being able to get more sleep?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not so much about more sleep, it's about quality of sleep. And again, it's always a system issue is what I always tell people, right? So you can't just target just sleep, but sleep is critical. But you could literally sleep 6 hours if you were in a really good deep sleep and feel more rested and alive than somebody who slept 8 to 10 hours. So if you've got adrenal, if your adrenals aren't taken care of, which is part of your whole hormone system, so you got to really look at the whole hormone system. But you know, most people are living every day right now on their coffee and their caffeine highs, you know, whatever other products they're doing to try to crank that energy. That's the difference between energy and vitality. Vitality is there. It's coming from a reserve versus you having to like force your body to do it. And then, you know, the quality of sleep. I know a lot of people who don't sleep deep, right? They're waking up in the middle of the night, or they have stress or anxiety, which really comes from your gut, people know. And so, yeah, you got to kind of look at what is it that, you know, or if your adrenals are really out of whack and you're going to bed late, you're going to keep that cycle going, kind of just perpetuates it. So at the very minimum, getting to bed by 10:30, you know, 11 at the latest. By the time you're up later than that, your body kind of goes into like fight or flight mode and sends your adrenals on a roller coaster ride. So if you can just get to bed early, you're going to be doing better than anything else, just to start with that. But sleep is really important, but just really more important, the quality of sleep.
Did
you just want to know about sleep?
And I mean, like, I've had moments where, like, I could, as you mentioned before, like, 6 hours of sleep feel great, but then 8 to 10 still feel like I'm tired. And it's definitely about that quality sleep. And it's definitely something very important for maintaining health, because it's not, there's like so many different components to it. But I'm wondering if you could share with us three great book recommendations that would help us get started and get into a positive direction.
A positive, what was that word?
Direction.
Oh, direction. Okay, cool. You mean just like things you can implement in your life?
Yes, things you can implement. This could be health related, personal development related, even business related.
Big question. I'll go off the top of my head, but first of all, I just want to say really quick on the sleep thing. You know, I always think about like, man, imagine when you get, if you get a terrible night's sleep, right? We are no good to anybody. If you're a parent, you're like the worst parent of the day. If you're, you know, an entrepreneur, it's like business, screw that, right? Nobody wants to work with you or be around you. So I just wanted to say, yes, sleep is so critical, because it just so can change like the trajectory of your whole day or week, however long it impacts you, right? So it is such a major implication. So let's make that like how you take care of yourself. There's obvious ones. If you can lessen the load of chemicals that go into your body, so from the food you put in your mouth, from the makeup and cologne and hair stuff and lotions that have chemicals in it, like we just bombard our body. If you can keep some of the culprits away, your body doesn't have to work as hard to compensate for that. And therefore you basically inherit this extra vitality. So if you can just keep from bombarding your body, which means, you know, even if you're going to drink coffee, make sure it's organic. I mean, there's so much in one day that people don't realize that if you add it up literally the assault that we do on our bodies. If that was out of the way, our bodies can really just do what they naturally do, right? So it's not having to take that extra energy and use it to protecting you and saving your life. So I would say that would be the first thing. Lots of times just eliminating culprits can make such a massive difference, you know? That's why you'll hear a lot of people, I always hear people saying, oh, I took this one product or I did this diet thing and it was amazing. And I'm like, half the time it's not that, it's actually what you stop doing and you don't realize it. Mm-hmm. So, and then the other one would be how you manage your stress. It's never going to go away. Like, you know, nobody's ever going to say you're going to live a life stress-free or, you know, it's just not going to happen. So you got to learn how to keep it from damaging your body, right? So it's not going anywhere, which means we got to learn how to manage it differently. And if it's there, it's there. But for me, like if I'm really nourishing my body the right way, then I can mitigate the damage that stress has on my body. And really just putting things in perspective, we are so like distracted nowadays and rush that I always tell people, try to, like, if you can literally put yourself in a place for just a moment that people have to wait till they get to, like when people have a near death experience, you always hear their stories, right? They have some big major life change. And the number one thing you hear about everybody who comes from some kind of near death experience is they say, I have my priorities straight, right? Like I put things in perspective. What's really important at the end of the day, if you're laying in a hospital bed? And lots of times we are like, as humans, we want to avoid thinking of anything painful at all costs, right? That's why we're like always addicted to the high or the hit or the feel good. And we can actually avoid a lot of pain and suffering if we would think from the end in the mind and really put yourself there and imagine that or be around somebody who's in that position and then live from that place. Because I really have a real life, like for me, my life kind of motto is I live with no regret. So every decision I make is, will I regret doing this or not doing it? And I go from there. So it's always like this, I always reverse engineer a lot. So those would be the things. I mean, I'd say sleep and obviously what you do, but removing chemicals and really managing stress and putting in that concept of stress, you know, find out what's most important. If you had a day to live, what would you do? And obviously we can't stay in that mode all the time, but it really helps you realign, how you view things, right? I have a lot of perspective. I travel the world and my daughter travels the world with me. And so she gets to see, you know, all over the world, there's times where in certain countries where there's a lot of poverty, and she sees these kids happy as ever with nothing. And so it opens up good conversations for what we value in life, you know? And at the end of the day, most of us value relationships and stuff. So, with that said, if we really value relationships, know that our health is just as important to the people that love us. I lived that every day, and the suffering that my family went through was worse to me than my own suffering. I would have rather died to not make them have to suffer, but that doesn't make it any better for them, right? Like, if we think about it that way, how we impact other people by how we choose our health as well, I guarantee you we'd all kind of change our game, right? Like, I take responsibility for, if I didn't take care of my health and something happens to me, my daughter has to pay a price for that. And I don't want her to pay a price for that. So I take responsibility for my health. Our company, people who work with us, it's the same thing, right? If you're out of the game, it affects everybody. So there's my three plus a bonus.
Maria, thank you for those great recommendations. And I mean, it's very great that this is very actionable advice that we should definitely be thinking about when we are considering like how important our health is to us and all the people that it does impact. And before we do head towards the end of this episode, I'd like to flip the tables a little bit. So I've asked you a bunch of questions throughout our time together, but what is one question that you believe we need to be asking ourselves more often?
My number one question is, how am I impacting other people, and is it congruent with what I'm committed to cause?
Maria, that is a very great question, and I believe that we should be asking ourselves questions like these more often in order to initiate more action on our part so we can have a bigger impact on the world. And Breakthrough Success listeners, if you want to learn more about Maria, you can head over to the show notes at markaberti.com/E118 to check out her workshop. And don't forget to get the Invincible Wellness System, where you'll learn how to be healthy and how to ensure basically boost your chances of living that long, healthy lifestyle so you can be there for the people who are important to you. Maria, I cannot thank you enough for being a guest on the Breakthrough Success Podcast. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Mark. It was a pleasure.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn more and get access to this free resource, visit markgaberti.com/retweets.